Good evening, everyone. This is the WPAI Local Station Board Local Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin. I am the chair of this committee, and I am, maybe not, treasurer at the WPAI Local Station Board. I think I am, but, you know, other people disagree. We'll get to that. And what we're going to do here tonight is we're having our meeting, and we have a quorum. So the first thing we're required to do is to go and make a motion to adopt an agenda. I make a motion that we adopt the following agenda. If I can find it. Where am I? Okay. 1 second. All right. 1 second here. Let me bring up the agenda. Oh, God. My eyes are just going here. Here we got it. Okay, I move we adopt the following agenda. 1. Call to order 7 p.m. 2. Approval of agenda. 20 minutes. 3. Identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4. Excused absences, 5 minutes. 5. Minutes approval, 5 minutes. 6. Treasurer's report, 15 minutes. 7. WBAI management's report on WBAI's finances, 60 minutes. 8. Set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 9. New business, 10. Adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, that's the motion on the floor to adopt that agenda. Is there any debate on that motion? Any questions? Hearing none. Is there any objection to going to a vote? Hearing no objection. Is there any objection to adopting the agenda as read? Hearing none. Motion passes, and that is our agenda. And... oh, God, my arm is not working. Okay, I'll identify timekeeper. Who wants to be the timekeeper? Probably Jeffrey Stern.
I'll be it.
Okay, Jeffrey Stern. Oh, God. I still have a problem with an arm and, you know, so I'm a little slow. So Jeffrey Stern will do it. So any objection to Jeffrey Stern being the timekeeper? Hearing none, Jeffrey Stern is the timekeeper. Excused absences. All right, excused absences. We have one. Actually, let me check the email again, just in case somebody slipped in and we didn't happen to see it. God, I just updated my email client, and it is slow. So take a few seconds here. Okay, and we are not seeing any new ones here. So I move to excuse the absence of Carolyn McIntyre. Okay, so that's the motion that's on the floor at the moment. Is there any debate on that motion? Is there any objection to excusing the absence of Carolyn McIntyre? Hearing none, passed without objection. Next is minutes approval. MK, you have the floor.
Well, I have to apologize. I think I did the minutes and forgot to send them.
Oh, well.
It's been a busy month between, I had a lot of doctors and dental appointments this month, so that's my excuse. I apologize. They're done, and I will send them, and we can discuss them next month with today's minutes.
Okay. All right. Next, we have a treasurer's report, and I will be giving that. And I'll give that in a second as soon as I can get this done. Again, my arm is my right arm is giving me some trouble, and I'm right-handed, and during these meetings I end up having to use the right hand only to do things on the computer. All right, so here we are. All right. At the March 25th, 2025 meeting of the National Finance Committee, the NFC, we ran into issues with the NFC chair wanting to run the NFC as a set of, quote, conversations, unquote, and not as a meeting with rules, respect for the rights of the minority, and decision-making that makes it clear what has been decided. The chair made a statement which I think it is important for everyone to know about. He said, you know, he did some things that a point of order or two was brought up about him doing things that were out of order. And he said the following, quote, "This is why nothing ever gets done. It's because WBAI consistently interrupts everybody with pointless order, pointless points of orders," unquote. I dissented from his comment. But it illustrates the hostility of the New Day et al. Faction, and they are now openly showing their hostility. And I'm referring to them as New Day et al. Because that's what it says on a court decision that they managed to get, which isn't very savory. Anyway, so they're showing hostility to BAI very openly now. They used to sort of hide it a little bit. Not anymore. At the April 8th, 2025 NFC meeting, it started as no other NFC meeting in my 17 years on that committee has started before. The PNB chair told us that the New Day et al. Bylaws had been approved by a California judge and that those bylaws were in effect. And the PNB chair said that the position of LSB treasurer no longer existed, so the NFC suddenly had a much smaller membership. She also said that LSB members will no longer be delegates and can't serve on national committees. The local finance committees are supposed to no longer exist, which is insane. So there followed some rancorous comments from the New Day et al. Faction on the NFC, along with threats from the NFC chair to put a WBAI director who's on the NFC in the Zoom waiting room. The PNB chair at the meeting made the following motion, quote, "That the 2025 treasurers be invited to continue to serve on the NFC as resource persons in a non-voting capacity," unquote. And that motion passed 5-4, 3 against, 1 abstention. And yeah, they had the treasurers or ex-treasurers, whatever we are, vote on the motion even though we can't vote anymore. All of this affects Pacifica governance in such a way as to concentrate all governance decision-making in the hands of a small group, most or all of whom are a part of the New Day et al. Faction. The executive director reported that all of the stations and the Pacifica Radio Archives were paying central services fees now, with KPFK and WBAI paying, quote, a small percentage, unquote, of their central services fees. The executive director said that the national office is posting all of the general manager positions on a rolling basis. So far, two people have applied for the WBAI general manager position. The WBAI position will be officially posted with a 45-day deadline on May 30th. She said that there will be interview panels that will involve volunteers, staff, coworkers, and peers. The executive director talked about the coverage of the protest marches recently, a couple of weekends ago, and told about WBAI putting together the feeds from various affiliates and other stations to make a 3-hour special covering the protests. The next NFC meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025 at 8:30 p.m. It will be held by teleconference. And I've got to say, this thing that's happened with the bylaws is bizarre indeed. One of the things that some of the New Day et al. People started talking about was, well, WBAI couldn't have had that big a landslide vote against the bylaws, so we have to just throw out all the votes from BAI staff. You can't do that. But they then went to some sort of mediation, and basically both sides were the same faction. New Day was on both sides. So they went in and they just gave themselves a sweetheart deal. That's what's happening right now. I don't know that that's going to stand completely. They say it's in force already. I don't know that it is in force already. So we are in a Pacifica that has quite a bit of, hard to figure out stuff going on in it. So that's my report. Are there any questions or comments or anything on the report? We'll take a stack.
Our pleasure, this is Jack DePalma.
Okay, Jack DePalma. Anybody else?
I'd like to comment.
Yeah, Ali. Ali Murphy.
Okay, Murphy. Anybody else? So those two. Okay. Jack DePalma, go ahead.
Paul, you failed to mention the idea that somebody had mentioned at that meeting that this was very Trump-esque, unless it was the LSB meeting that I'm quoting. It is very Trump-esque that they assert things and there's no piece of paper, no court order. Much more to the point, this has been in the process, I believe, for a long time. The now finance chair of the National Finance, the chair of the Finance National Committee, put such lies in his running for KPFA that it strikes me as very Trump-esque. In other words, they use lies to get people to vote for them, and then people believe those lies. And I think you've heard it before, we owe the foundation $9 million. I understand that we didn't always, help out the foundation like KPFA thinks we didn't. But that number and that idea is goes against fact. The fact is that there's one organization called Pacifica, and they cost us money when they took it off the air in October years ago. And I don't think people in KPFA or people in the whole the official Pacifica National Board et al., as you said, say Pacifica et al., or whatever they call themselves, is playing with facts. They're playing with opinions and lies, and then fundamentally false assertions seem to get everybody all worked up. Any comment about all that? Because that was the election of 3 years ago, I believe.
Well, actually, some of it was more recent. But the deal is, people have been there have been people from the New Day et al. Faction who've been saying things about WBAI that are not true for quite a while. And yes, this is very bad. And now they have a supermajority on the national board, and they get to do a whole lot of things. I do not believe that they get to do this. So, there's a question here. There's a serious legal question here. And, one of the things they said, the PNB chair said during the NFC meeting was that, you don't have to, we can't just sell a station. The same provisions for selling a station or other assets are in this both sets of bylaws, the one we've had for years. 21 years we've had those. And the brand new one that got cobbled together at a meeting by the New Day et al. Faction on both sides of the so-called question. And the thing is, okay, maybe that's true, but the bylaws, the old bylaws, had a provision in them regarding how things work and these people about how to, you know, modify the bylaws. These people have gone and violated that. So if they're going to violate that, they can, you know, if they're going to violate how you make the bylaws, they can go and violate how you sell assets. So we are in bad situation here. All right, Alejandrina Murphy, go ahead.
Yes, I have a few questions. The first one is, did anyone challenge the New Day when it was said that we no longer supposed to have a finance committee, including you, our Paul? Did anyone challenge them? Another question is, how do you get this number that we call? Are these number that you provide to the committee, or it comes from the foundation? And are they aware that we are meeting tonight? And how do you feel? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I object. There was so much in there. I didn't go through so much detail, I don't think, but I mean, it was a surprise to some degree too. They told us, hey, you know, this is happening. So I objected. I dissented from what they wanted, and I forget exactly which things I objected to. I certainly said you need the treasurers. I said you need the local finance committees. I pointed out that there's expertise on these committees, and the committees have had people who've prevented stupid things from being done in the past. And the reaction was to say, oh, but stupid things were done, so therefore, you know, the committees are no damn good. So, Jesus Christ, that's not so good. So there was back and forth on that, and you know, rancor. How do the number we're calling it? This is Maestro, and it's Pacifica's. Yes, and it has been posted up on kpftx.org, and I don't know. Nobody's done anything about it. Otis is streaming this, so here we go. I mean, it might be that they know that they're on, you know, a flaky basis of this takeover. And so they're not going to try to do anything about this until something else happens. I know that on July 3rd, there's another court deal going on. The New Day et al. People say it's already a done deal. The bylaws are in effect. And July 3rd is just, you know, handing some paperwork back and forth. Well, I don't know, but the deal is sometimes when you're handing paperwork back and forth, things happen. So that's the situation as far as I know it right now. Okay,
Paul,
anybody
Paul
else?
Gallows here.
Oh.
MKW was on the stack, our Paul.
Oh, okay. One second, Kay. Let me go and, okay, do a test. Well, you know, I got to do two things right here. One, Daryl McPherson, you're here, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, is Mario Mastrandrea here? Carolyn McIntyre here. Is Serene Roberts here? Is James Sagerton here? Is Michael D.D. White here? Okay. And I should read the, okay, one second. I got to do a fast thing that I'm required to do at this point in time. I have got to read this. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at three consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI local station board that for the local finance committee, that's the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee, shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. So, is there anybody here who's not a member who wants to tell me their names so that they can start or continue becoming a member?
Denise Joyce.
Okay, Denise Joyce. Anybody else? Okay. All right, that's that piece of business. M.K. Williams, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Okay. Just about the rumor that a judge has signed an order for this. There is someone on the email stream. I'm sure we're all getting these mega email streams. And he has posted an attachment, which is supposedly a judge's order. But if you look at it, and I'm not a lawyer, but I have filed things in court myself, and I have read a lot of stuff that's been filed in court. And, you know, the author of whatever it is appears at the top of the page. And the top of the page, the author of this document is a lawyer for New Day. And when the judge signs off on – so this is a filing by the New Day side. And when a judge signs off on something like that, it's not an order from the judge. What it's saying is an acknowledgement that this was filed. So there is no order from the judge. There won't be until July 3rd, whatever happens. And yet they're proceeding as if it's a fait accompli, as if it's a done deal, which is basically illegal. That's one point. The other point is that I read through these New Day bylaws, and just to be on the fair side, the only thing that's remotely good about it is that we can save money by only having elections every 3 years. But the way they have set up the transition, that it's like every 3 or 6 years it's going to completely turn over, which means there's no organizational memory, which is bad for the organization, in my opinion. And I read through it at one point, just because I set up elections for the LSB, as you all know. And I read through it from the point of view of someone trying to set up these elections they want to have. And it's so confusing that it was like, okay, who gets this ballot, who gets that ballot, how many ballots, and you know, it's just not internally consistent. It's like they don't really, you know, like you say, it was cobbled together quickly. They don't really know what they're doing at all. And hopefully the judge will recognize that, but maybe not. We'll see. That's all.
Okay,
may I ask
thank
a question?
You. Was that Denise Joyce?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Pertaining to what the previous speaker said, since things have been done in a very haphazard fashion, is it possible for us to look at how they filed their petition and for us to duplicate it as well prior to July, whichever date you gave, so that at least we could have our hat in the arena, as they say?
I don't know what you mean by us.
I'm posing the
local finance committee
ain't going
to file anything.
I'm posing it to the woman that just spoke prior to me.
Oh.
She said that she has had situations where she has had to deal with legal situations, and she has lawyers who have as well, and that she has documentation as to how they went about to make do the filing in the first place. Is it possible for us to duplicate that filing so that we could have at least our voice heard in this particular arena so that the judge can know that we are concerned or we are challenging the submittance? I mean, from what you're saying, it doesn't sound like they're so knowledgeable in how they did it. It was accepted.
Let me say this. I suspect that is entirely possible, and there may even be some people trying to figure that out. I think we should probably not discuss how to maybe do that.
No. I didn't say that. I just said, can we do that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and time is being called. Okay, unless somebody wants to, increase the time for this item, we're going to go on to the next item. And the next item is WBAI Management's report on WBAI's finances. That is for the interim general manager, Robert Henley. Mr. Henley,
yep.
You have the floor.
Thanks very much. So as this right now, we have $51,000 in the bank. PayPal is $4,715. BA Buddies are $1,300, knocking on $24,000. The spring pledge drive is at $111,459.52 of the $250,000 goal. We have been at this since February 14th. Of this, $3,000 has come from foundations, and $20,750 has come from unions. Major donors since June of 2024, we've had 104. Those are people giving $500 or more. The average gift is $3,834. In the 9 months prior to my tenure, major gifts were around $138,000. In the 10 months that I've been there, 9 months or equivalent period of time, we've had around $355,000. We've had significant issues recently with streaming and archiving, and so we are addressing that. After discussions with Jake Glantz, who is our field engineer, we decided to implement a new cloud-based streaming solution that will run in parallel with our existing MP3 stream maintained by Mr. Otis McClay. This new system will use a more modern and efficient audio format, offering better compression and improved audio quality, especially at lower bit rates. The goal is to reduce bandwidth without compromising sound fidelity. For archiving, we're shifting it to a studio-based recording setup, capturing the stream directly on the local network. This replaces our current method of recording from the public stream, which has been prone to interruptions. Local recording will help us maintain a more stable and reliable archive of our broadcasts. This coming Monday, we'll be announcing a $5,000 gift from Public Square Amplified, a nonprofit journalism project that is based in Newark, that's led by Josie Gonzalez, which is providing journalism opportunities to communities in zip codes that normally don't get them. And we're very excited about that. We also put the finishing touches on a $15,000 grant with Chiara Spelty, who is a major Brennan Center fellow who's been writing about campaign finance and the oligarchs. And so we're looking forward to being able to have something, a series, that will basically be able to actually make some money on it, because the amount of money that will be coming from the grant will be greater than the cost of actually producing it. So we're also doing something where we're working the list to try to get the BI Buddy list. We've had some success with folks who are currently BI Buddies, upping their participation. I am a BI Buddy. I'd like to just take an informal survey. How many folks here are BI Buddies on this call?
We are.
I'm a buddy.
I'm a buddy.
Bob?
So, yeah.
This is Jack DePalma. I always wanted to become a buddy, but I just send the checks in the mail sometimes, or sometimes I do the PayPal. So
I would talk to you privately
if you want to talk about becoming a buddy.
Yeah, so let me explain why now we're at the critical point that this is really the next step. As it is now, we've had a nice improvement. We are getting positive feedback from the movement for merchandising and having so much of the airwaves committed to selling product and preempting programmers. We got a great response from City of Yes. We're getting a great response from the getting back to BIA roots, which is covering, as we did, the rolling coverage of the protests, both the protests a few weeks back, a month ago, I guess, at Foley Square that ended in the die-in, and then the one on April 5th. And so while there is no doubt all this other stuff that's going on related to the foundation, the reality is that the editorial product coming out of BAI is now leading the network editorially. And so what's happening is that we are this We Decide America at the Crossroads, which I got $80,000 before I even got the job at being at that whole We Decide cycle, which includes the conventions and the Reverend Barber remote we did in Washington, was laying the groundwork for what is now a program from 9 to 11 every Monday. And we had 20 affiliates file reports from their community that were aired and have had several affiliates now carry the program. So that is, you know, great news. It's also great news that we saw the collaboration we saw with the producers. I mean, to get everyone put together, Mimi Rosenberg, Reverend Billy, Savatri D., Paul DiRienzo, Isaac Ferguson, and to have people, and Jose, you know, of course, we had Filippo Jr. and his son, and we cooperated across shows, which I just think is amazing. I think the fact that we've got that kind of energy on the air. So that I also have an update on the bequest. I've been working with Arthur Schwartz. There's a $214,000 bequest, which is the Roche family bequest, and we today confirmed that it has cleared the final hurdle. There's one more tax document that the lawyer for the estate has to file, and I would imagine that we should see some real action on that next week, which will then retire the tower debt. I just also just wanted to say there is no, at least from my understanding, there is no reality that WBAI owes anybody anything in the network. If anything, right now, BAI is certainly doing its share. As I shared with you before, every $15,000 payroll we make is assessed the $7,500 payroll processing fee. And so the reality is that they don't call it central services, but every month, $18,500 is BAI produces to support the network. Now, some of that money goes to hopefully we'll go to cover the rent, which we've now had a deal related to that. We did have a benefactor step forward, which was really something in pay 5 months of rent after we secured a deal. We now have a year-long commitment from them, and it's signed, sealed, and delivered, and we are current. In fact, we're paid up 4 months in advance. But it all comes back to we've just got to get that the VA buddies now realize about I'd say $24,000 a month of recurring revenue. We really need 3,000 or 4,000 buddies to get to that point where it's generating like $700,000 or $800,000. And then the union money that I'm getting, which I am getting recurring, so I'm getting unions to sign up again, then that gets us to that $1 million mark. And so that's why I do think it's incumbent on anyone who has a program to become a BI buddy. I'm one. Our staff is committed. The other thing about this is we have seen some individual initiative. The Ralph Pointer celebration raised $1,700. Sister Betty Daoud. We had former council member Barron, Mimi Rosenberg. It was a major event that went on for a number of hours. It raised $1,700, and that's not inconsequential. So individual folks, that we have the May 3rd live event, which we're looking forward to, the Advent Lutheran Church. I think it's in West 96. That's Judy Gorman stepped forward with Reverend Billy. We're looking forward to that. We're working with the People's Cafe. So things are going on, and we have not missed a payroll, and we're doing our share as far as helping Pacifica maintain the network. And there's no basis in reality for anyone to say that we owe, if anything, it's fair to say that the foundation has an obligation to keep the tower rent permanent because keep it current because they are withdrawing $18,000 a month. So that's my report, R. Paul.
Okay, thank you.
Well,
hold on, folks. I get to go first. That's the way this works. last time, you said you were going to send us basically a copy of that report in writing, and you didn't. So this is a bit of a problem. We need stuff in writing because you tell us these things, and, you know, that's one thing, but we don't have it officially from you in writing, and we do need that.
I think the last one you got was the one in December, and you did get, so I'll give you something similar to the December report. I think you remember that.
My point being, you said you would send us something in writing at the last meeting. I said, I'll send that to you, and you were going to send it right away, and you never did.
My apologies.
Okay. If you could send us, something similar to the verbal report you did, if you could send us the I don't think you can generate an income statement at this point in time. Pacifica has a hard time generating one at this point in time. If you could give us accounts payable and stuff like that, that would at least be something that we can, look at and, try to think about things on. Because an oral report is, it's difficult to hang anything on that and really – see how things are from an oral report of this nature. So would you send me something in writing soonish?
Yeah, we'll do our best there, Paul. There's a few things going on, but yeah.
Uh-huh. Sure. All right. Okay, thank you.
I mean, I'll tell you that the latest things we've had with particularly the streaming is like a 24/7 situation. And randomly, it's been going down. And so we've had serious architecture issues that require attention. And there's not a lot – you may have noticed there's not a large staff.
Yes.
And we're also doing significant reporting. And so I hear, I understand your concern, but I also think that there isn't – we've accomplished a lot. And I don't hear about it on these calls. I don't expect to. It's been hostile work environment right along. I understand
This is not a hostile work environment at this committee meeting.
Okay.
All right. The thing is, you hear about these things that are being said about people saying we owe millions of dollars. We have the Pacifica management having audits done that show WPAI owing more than $8 million. I mean, yeah, another guy saying nine.
That is such ancient history. It's really got nothing to do with reality. It's not at all.
Okay, I agree that it's not with reality. I agree that that's wrong, but it's the audit.
Can act on that.
It's the audit.
I beg to differ.
It's an audit. And Pacifica keeps on doing this. I am of the opinion that when the audits get done, we're going to see, 22, 23, and 24 audits are coming up. I think all three of them are going to show BAI with $8 or more million owed to Pacifica. This is what the new Day et al. People have been pushing for years. So have something in writing to refute this.
R. Paul, the reality is that whatever happened to this station and the arrearages and all that happened is the responsibility of the people that were paid to run the foundation. That's a fact. That's why the FCC thing is with Pacifica. So any attempt to shift blame, the reality is that whatever it was, there was an executive director of Pacifica, and that's the responsible party for the bills and the responsible party for the functioning of the license.
Well, that's That's a good way of looking at it, but the thing is...
But I'm not looking at it. It's the law. It's the law. This interesting thing that's gone on for a generation is it's irrelevant. We now have people actually being picked up off the street by the Trump Musk Junta right now.
Yes, right now. Okay, we understand this. Let me get back to my point, which is... Which is that we need to be able to have information in writing that we can coherently refute what other people are saying.
That's a fair point. You're concerned that if you don't have things in writing, you can't refute this argument that you think threatened the station because they're making representations that we owe $8 million and that they'll use it as a rationale to sell the station. Is that what you're concerned about?
Well, that's a part of it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
But there's more to it, but that's a part of it.
Okay.
So, yeah, so if you can get stuff in writing, that would be a good idea for everybody. All right? Okay. Let me start a stack here. Who wants to be on the stack?
Noel Jameson.
Okay, Noel. Anybody else?
Kay Williams again.
Anybody else?
Denise Joyce.
Joyce. Anybody else? Okay. So right now I have Noel Jameson, M.K. Williams, and Denise Joyce. If we need to, we'll take another stack. So, Noel, you have the floor.
Yes. I'm one of those people who has been excited and encouraged by the recent development of the management team, the new management team, and bringing in money and resourcefulness. However, I have also noticed that there is a reoccurring theme, if you will, with some of the aspects of the previous management regime, in that the idea of asking about the finances is somehow hostile and represents a problem. We were never provided on a consistent basis the most elementary and basic finance information to make decisions. There's no point in having a finance committee to try to come up with ideas really on a retroactive basis. How do you think about budgeting? How do you put budgeting in perspective? How do you put planning and management in perspective if you're always receiving information that's stale or not receiving information? So I'm hoping as we move forward, because I'm hearing that the same thing I heard before, there's a lot of work to be done, yet I understand the station can be run with a lot fewer people. But I'm hearing that we can't get everything done because we don't have enough people. So I'm hoping that in the future we are given enough information to be able to ascertain the financial condition of WBAI, cash flow situation, and indebtedness, and hopefully in writing so that comparative analysis can be done. I know other nonprofits do it. I hope we can too. That's me. Thank you.
Okay.
Daryl for the stat.
Okay, hold on a second, Daryl. All right. Mr. Henley, Mr. Henley, you're not. I know who's next. I have a stack. It's written down. Mr. Henley, were you wanting to say anything in response to Noel?
I would say we do, of course, always tell you the exact bank balance that we have on account. And so, anyway, go ahead. Let all these folks say what they need to say. I want to hear what they have to say.
Okay, M.K. Williams, you have the floor.
Okay, I just wanted to say, we initially maybe responded negatively because I feel like our previous management was kind of snatched away out from under our noses without us being consulted in any way, and not really actually fair to them and not fair to us. And so therefore, you know, you came in for some, you know, skepticism. But I just want to say for myself, I am very happy with your outreach to the unions. That I've never heard about that happening as consistently as you've been doing it. I think it's great. The coverage of the national political events has been great. And I think also reaching out to foundations. And I just want to say, especially in this time when, for me, my main income is Social Security, and every month is with Elon Musk now, it's like, well, is it going to come this month or not? You know, so I've had to cut back some of my donations.
Exactly.
And it's very hard in that environment to get people to say, okay, I'm going to up my BIR buddy. But on the other hand, you know, I usually give till it hurts. And anyway, I do. I just wanted you to know we do listen and appreciate your efforts. That's all.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Next is Denise Joyce. You have the floor.
Yes, I'm going to repeat or second what actually all three, the other two people prior to me have said. We appreciate you. We appreciate what your efforts have reaped. However, as our Paul has said, he is part of the Finance Committee. You've spoken about how your wife is a lawyer, and I know that you understand this as well. You're a person who is a business person. You like things in black and white. Usually when people are not trying to do something that is fair and equitable, they don't want that documentation. So I don't want you to feel like we don't appreciate you, but it does, you make a challenge for yourself that you really don't need to have because you're giving us the information verbally. You just need to duplicate it and give it to us in writing. So, you know, the Finance Committee can look at the information, see what suggestions they might have. I've said that many times on the air and during the Community Advisory Board meeting. The listenership, the membership, has many of the answers that we need to find in order to resolve these problems and get some of the pressure off of the GM and the program manager and our station. So we want to move forward in a way that is business-like because of the kinds of attacks that we're having now are not fair, ethical, or legal, as you well know. So we want to make sure that we have our documentation, which is something our parents teach us, even as a child. You make a transaction, get the documentation so that you can look back at it at a later date and have accurate information. So I know you want to protect our station. You're working hard to do so. So, yeah, please don't be offended about that. Just take it as, you know, you're a businessman. You interact with people who are professional. Documentation is always required. That's like an absolute must. And, again, we greatly appreciate you. And don't feel offended because we are asking that. That's just something that is a natural course of events during a business transactions. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Next is Daryl McPherson.
Yeah. Bob, first of all, I want to agree with everybody. I definitely appreciate your getting the leadership to donate money. Could we look to do phone banking to each individual union so we can get the members to listen? I don't think that it matters very much for the CP, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting money, because I don't think there's going to be any of that for the next 4 years. And if you notice, if you watch any of the PBS stations, they're fundraising at least every day for some hours during that day doing what you absolutely hate, which is selling their programming. If they had to abide by the rules that we're currently abiding by, I think that they would all be under the gun. So first thing is, I know that I promised to get you the name of the software. I'm going to reach out to Off the Hook and see if they'd be willing to provide the software so that we could. I just spoke to Verizon. They're all working from their homes, right? Whereas President Trump wants everybody to come into the office. It doesn't make any sense. And how can I express this? What I want to do is I want to get all those union members to back the union. You covered Mercedes-Benz today. I don't think that's ever been done at BAI the way that you did it. And it was excellent. And what I want to do is I'm going to back that up with making every – I talked to somebody from CWA, Local 1101, I think, today. And I asked them, are you listening to WBAI? And they didn't even know what it was. So we need to do phone banking for each individual union to reach out to those members to get them – excuse me, I'm having a challenge here – to get them to listen to the station. And if they listen to the station, they will give because of how you cover the unions and you cover – what the mayor's doing, and you cover what the city council president is doing. You're just doing a fantastic job. It's just not getting enough support. So that's my little piece. Hopefully you'll understand that we agape you.
I really appreciate your comments, and also I also appreciate when you call in. And I also, Denise is also a great caller as the conversation. The issue about the unions guard their lists very jealously. There's no chance, to be honest with you, that any union is going to turn over its roster and let us call. That said, we can do and get in the newsletters of the unions, and that is something that we will do. But I just want you to know that that's a challenge, because they're not going to turn over their roster. They're not going to turn over the list. But we should, and Denise has made this point too, we should be marketing directly to the members. And that is requiring to get into their newsletters. And, for instance, it's a natural. When we put them on the radio, like we did today, they're very responsive. And Local 259 contributed $2,590 in the last pledge. So we will make an effort to do this secondary marketing that you and Denise have raised about going directly to the members, but through their newsletters.
Would the leadership be willing to do their own in-house marketing of the station?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they would let us, like, it's a natural, and I'm glad you reminded me, to 259 and their social media should promote what happened today. And so one of the things we've been doing is we do web articles for these shows. That's another thing that's been happening, is that these shows live on in Work Bites. They show up in Salon. That's a whole other thing that's been happening. And so that is something we need to do, though, is have the union, once we've done something for them, make sure that they get a photo of and some kind of actual article to accompany it with the information that BAI was what was driving the coverage.
I agree. Mm-hmm. They're not going to give
Can
us
that,
their.
That background noise be muted, though, Paul?
I'm not sure who's doing it because, Mr. Henley, is that? Are there other people in a room with you talking?
I'm on mute. I just had to come off mute to come on. There's no. I'm in my space where I do the morning show. There's no sound here.
Okay. And your phone number ends in 23, right?
0923, yes, sir.
Okay, so I'll know where you are, and when the noise comes back, I'll be able to find it. All right, I was going to say something. Yes, they're never going to give us. You're right. They're never. You wouldn't do that. In fact, I think it's probably illegal to give up your membership like that. But what we need to do is to be able to get, tell those union members, hey, you might want to listen to this stuff, and thereby get some more listeners. We're doing stuff about what they do, and certainly the union activists are probably easier to get to it. I have to say, some other people will say, oh, they're going to talk about stuff related to work. I don't want to talk about work right now. I want to do something else. So there's that aspect to it. But, that'd be great if we can get in some way to their members to maybe make them listeners to the radio station. And, they might not want to listen to the union stuff. They might want to listen to something else entirely. But if they'll listen to the BAI, it's great.
Back in the book, there's some great, there's all kinds of great programming, right?
All right. Okay.
I will tell you. Good.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that one of the things is that we're also gearing up for this election. And so that's another thing we've been doing is right now we are a place where we are having people who are at the center of the political debate come on. And so we're also a place where it's the only place I don't know of where there's ongoing coverage about Gaza. And so, we are more essential than ever before. And so I do think we have a good, strong case. And I'm very happy Rebecca Miles has brought so much, she has that noon program now. And then having her experience reporting has been great. And also having this relationship with the landlord now, right? I understand that there's going to be a bakery going on downstairs, that they're reopening that, and that will still be a place that we can potentially have events. And just having the security of knowing that we're in good stead and we've been paying rent, right? I mean, these are all institutional things that we did not have in place when I started.
Okay. All right. Pardon me. All right. Is there anybody else who wants to get on another stack and ask a question or make a comment?
Make a comment.
No.
All right. Okay. I have Jack DePalma. Anybody else?
Joan
DiLorenzo. Anybody else?
Daryl McPherson.
Daryl again. Okay. Anybody else?
Oh, apparently, can anyone hear me? I've been saying Serene for the stack.
Serene Roberts. Okay, Roberts. And you know what? Let me do this fast. Fast attendance thing. Is Mario Mastrandrea here? Carolyn McIntyre here. Serene Roberts is here. Is James Sagerton here? Is Michael D.D. White here? Okay, covered that. Getting back to this. All right, so what I have is a stack of Jack DePalma, Joan DiLorenzo, Daryl McPherson, Serene Roberts. You know what, Daryl? I'm going to put you in the bottom of the list because you've spoken already and the other people have
Thank
not.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm putting you there. Okay, so the next person, Jack, did you speak in here? No, you didn't. You're not on the previous stack. All right, Jack DePalma, go ahead.
Just to say, Bob, if it comes off like we're a little bit aggressive, I'm very sorry. I apologize. I want to compliment everything that you've been doing, not just the money that comes in the door, but the programming has really been very, very much to the testimony and the benefit of what I enjoy about WBAI. I would just add that sometimes it gets a little bit difficult because there's some things going on in California that are looking to undermine all of us here in New York City. So thank you very much, Bob. I'm sorry if I sometimes sound a little bit like I'm really not focused on what I like to say to people is that what you just said about the programming about Gaza, what you just said about the street demonstrations in the Mercedes-Benz, I really appreciate that, and I really want to thank you because you brought something different to the radio station, which is not selling products. I really dislike that. We have to pay our own bills. I really appreciate that idea, and thank you very much, Bob. It's been a big change to the better for the radio station.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay. All right. Next is Joan DiLorenzo.
Thank you. We do appreciate what you were doing and what our board was doing. It's just that BAI is a public radio station, and we keep asking the public to contribute. And if they're contributing their money, then I don't think they need to ask where it's going. They should be told where it's going. I mean, that's just like if you give your money, you want to know where it's going, right? So I don't think the public has to keep asking. I mean, you should even be, I guess, talking about it on the air every place so the listeners can know where exactly their money is going. Thank you.
Okay. Next person is Serene Roberts. You have the floor.
Thanks. Hi, Bob. I have a question. How much did the Ralph Pointer birthday celebration bring in?
$1,700. I announced it on the air multiple times.
Okay. And of the 300 and I don't remember the amount that you said were major donors, are those or major gifts? Are you referring to bequests there?
No, there are no bequests. The bequests are not considered. About $245,000, that was the union thing I personally raised.
From the various unions?
Exactly.
Or from individuals?
We've been running the list on the air multiple times, and I update you when new ones come in the fold. There is no bequest. That $214,000 that came in and retired the tower debt, that's not included in any of this.
No, I'm saying you said you personally raised $245,000.
Yes, that 200, that's all union stuff that I got, right? That's a big chunk of that recurring $350,000, $360,000 major gift.
So there's
and there's no request.
So that comes from...
Right. Those are people that gave. We. Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, ouch. Okay. Daryl McPherson, you have the floor.
Thank you so much. Bob, one thing I forgot to commend you on is the women who you've hired to do significant jobs, especially Keziah Glow, who I sent about 20 emails to because I don't have her number on things that she could feed to Rebecca Miles, stories that have come up on mostly from Google News that are amazing. But so I want to commend you on your policy towards equality of the genders at the station. So you you're just doing it, you know? And, you know, and with regard to getting it on paper, there's software. You just talk into the software, and it goes right to our poll.
Well, in December, we will make – December was the standard. I would like to – that you should be getting that kind of report that I did in December because that is, you know, how I'd like to roll. So that's – hopefully that's what we can have as a standard because I did have I think it was 3 or 4 pages. So
Since you have other plans, we're going to miss you when you're gone. But while you're here – And that's a very important to me because I live on BAI. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to give like I want to give, but like I told you, I've been given by the Holy Spirit to get in touch with Mayor Bloomberg at 100.
Good luck. You'll need the Holy Spirit. Let me know how that worked out. Listen, Daryl, maybe something – it could be miraculous.
Do you happen to have his number?
No. You do know that I told you that we played some role in helping show him out of the presidential race because he told Elizabeth Warren that he always disclosed his taxes, and I kept tape of him explaining why he didn't disclose his taxes. And that we played that on Democracy Now, and he was out of the race for president. So it's one small service that we've done for the nation.
Thank you.
Okay. That exhausts that stack. If there are no
Mark
other...
Paul, this is James.
Oh, James Sagerton. Okay, let me...
Just letting
one
you know
second.
I'm here.
Okay, you are here. James Sagerton is here. Let me do this fast. Is Mario Mastrandrea here? Marilyn McIntyre here? Is Michael D.D. White here? Okay, they are not here. James Sagerton is. And, okay, James, did you want to be on a stack?
No, thank you, Paul.
Okay.
I'm actually in the library. I can't talk. I'm just going to be listening.
Okay. All right. Is there anybody else who has anything they want to bring up regarding the general manager's report? Okay. Hearing no one needing to get in on that. The next item is...
Am I dismissed, sir?
I think we're done. I think we're done with your part of the report, and if you want to leave, that is perfectly okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you for showing up, Mr. Henley. That's very good, and it really does help that you show up.
And please, everyone, consider becoming a VA buddy if you're not already one. Thanks so much. Have a good
day. All right, the next item, set next meeting date. And, oh, God, my arm is going to fall right off. Okay, doing it the way we've been doing it, the next meeting would be May 21st, so I'm going to make a motion. I make a motion that we meet next on May 21st at 7 p.m. Here on Maestro Conference. Okay? That's the motion on the floor right now. We meet next Wednesday, May 21st at 7 p.m. and all of the usual stuff. Any debate on that motion? Hearing none. Is there any objection to that motion? Okay, motion is passed without objection. Next, we have new business. Does anybody have any new business they would like to bring up?
Daryl McPherson.
Okay, Daryl, go ahead.
It was really challenging getting to the meeting. I went to KPFTX, I touched the New York number, and then I had to, it took me a while because I had to physically write down the PIN number, because there was no easy way to put in the PIN. So is there any easier way that we can connect using any of the numbers?
Okay, so you looked at – what you did first is you went to KPFTX and
yes.
You got what the numbers were that are posted up there, right?
Yes, but I had to write down the PIN number because short-term memory loss. Thank you, Vietnam. There's got to be an easier way to do this.
Well, let's
go
on the telephone.
That,
so you can. Oh, are you looking at KPFTX on the phone?
What?
Yeah, I can see if you're looking at KPFTX on the phone, and then, I don't know. I don't use those things. I have an old-fashioned computer over here, and that's how I do it. So my phone and the computer are separate, so I can, if I needed to, I could bring up KPFTX. But it's the same numbers all the time, so maybe you could just write it down. A file on your computer, or else write it on a piece of paper, and it would be the same all the time.
Paul, may I say something?
Go ahead.
Darryl, you get an email from our Paul that has all the information. Maybe I have it on my cell phone, and I use a table phone to call it in. And I understand what you're saying, but our Paul just gave you the answer. Write it down once and use it endlessly. The same number. Oh, and Paul, I don't know if you heard this, but there was a big problem with Zoom today.
I have to say, we are forced to use this on the NFC now, and it's not as good as this because you don't pay as much real attention to what you're doing. Maybe for some people who have issues, that fits in with them. For me, what I mostly do on these Zoom calls now is I bring it up. It's there, and I hear people. I see what the things are going on. And then I just put my head down, and I type things in, and I make my notes, and I do everything the way I usually do it here. When they bring up, yes, we're going to put this document up on the screen for everybody to see. They do that, and, you know, sometimes they – spend a few minutes trying to figure out how to do it over again. But when it gets up there, by the time it gets up there, if they've sent the document out already, I have the document up, and I'm reading the document, you know, without having to see video of them. For some reason, some people really want to see each other. And I don't know that that's actually necessary. But, yes, I digress. Okay, pardon me. So, yes, Zoom is not great for me, but we have to live with it. All right. Is there anybody else who has new business?
I'm not sure if this is new business or not, but I'll ask.
Okay, who's
is that
this?
Okay?
Oh,
this
Noel?
Is Noel.
Yes. No, yeah, go ahead, Noel. What do you got?
In case there are ramifications from the parties that are trying to eliminate the finance committees and that have apparently changed the bylaws or want to change the bylaws, do we have a procedure in place on how to get in touch or reconfigure, or is there an organized opposition that just maybe we're not aware of that's being formed? I know a form of this question was asked earlier, but I'm not asking about the hows. I'm just trying to say if I call in and this service is no longer available because they've cut it off, what do I do? Do you want 100, you know, not 100 calls, but do you want calls to you? How do we get the latest? Will it be email or what?
Without getting too far into this, there's a mailing list, and they can't touch that mailing list. So what happens then is we would organize something online.
Okay.
In whatever way, I mean, you know, in whatever way. People are allowed to have their own mailing lists, and we have a mailing list, whether we call it for this committee or for just – it's a mailing list. So we could certainly keep in contact and figure things out that way. And, yes, there are – I believe there are a number of people who are displeased with certain things that have been going on in the past month or so. Okay? I'll leave it at that. All right?
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Denise on the staff.
Denise, go ahead.
First, I want to say, pertaining to the assistant that we're working with, prior after I spoke, my line was also cut off. I had to redial again. I happened to dial, as you indicate, I have it on my speed dial, and I just redialed. But I was cut off and had to start all over again. And I want to say that I'm glad, Paul, that you had the courage and the forethought to say, okay, even though they're saying they're eliminating the finance committee, I'm going to go ahead and have the meeting and see what happens. I think that that was great. And the gentleman prior to me asking for, you know, other ways to stay in touch with each other, and the email listing is very reassuring. I guess that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, and give me a second here. God, I am so slow with my arm these days. All right. Is there any other new business anybody else has? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn, Opal.
Okay. There's a motion to adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourning the meeting? Hearing none. The motion is passed without objection, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all, and we look forward to seeing you on May the 21st, I think it is.
Yes, the 21st. Good evening.
May 21st.
Thanks,
all right. Thank you all, Paul.
Thanks, Another
good night,
meeting.
Folks. Bye-bye.
Prosper.